Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 316, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 20. 23. Memories of Miranoi.
It aired October 26th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Jim Mathers, which is a name I've never heard before.
Jim Mathers. That guy writes for sitcoms, probably.
He sounds like it. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or DVDs, you should. But start with 13 and skip the Galactic Buddies, the lost ones. Those episodes are bad.
Yeah. I mean, the Lost Galactic Buddies have episodes introducing them, and then they're gone for a while. We haven't seen them since the Galactic Buddy episodes.
They haven't showed up yet. They've been like laying low. They've just been chilling, recouping their energy. They had to change their face entirely. So, like,
that takes
a lot out of you. If you want to go watch an episode of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
And we're back. And that episode did not kick ass.
No.
That did not open one single can of whoop ass.
Not even punctured. Just
do I have to
left the whoop ass in the cabinet today.
I don't have to censor whoop ass, right?
No.
Okay. Good.
Look, if you're like a young like sub 10,
yeah,
don't say ass.
Just don't. You'll get in trouble and Santa won't bring you any Christmas presents.
No.
So you don't want to do that. It's especially, this is a time when he's like making those final preps on his lists. So like,
this is the worst time to say ass.
This is the worst time to say ass. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be swell. Haven't used that one in a while to describe how it would make me feel if you left us a review.
Just swell.
If you want to feel super swell, then you can go to patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh and donate as little as $1 a month. And you get some cool stuff in return, and we really appreciate it. It helps the show out a bunch. So, this is a Monday episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have any new emails, but I'm just going to double check. Oh, we did get an email.
Oh, cool.
We got an email from Public Frenemy number one. It's talking about Mike's morphers. Turns out that I'm just going to read the episode, read the episode.
No, don't do that. That's a bad podcast if you do that.
That is a bad podcast.
Why would someone listen to that when they can just go read the episode themselves?
Look, sometimes you just want someone who's not practiced at reading out loud to just read to you out loud. Speaking of, Corbin writes, "Hi dudes, a couple episodes ago or more, depending on when you get this, you mentioned the Magna Defender's morpher. It hasn't been mentioned on the podcast yet, but the Magna Defender is a recolored aura changer from Die Ranger. See attached." So he's got some pictures of the Die Ranger aura changer. Well, that's a mouthful, huh? And then Mike using it. It's like it's got the circle thing in the key. Yeah, that's just that's straight up what they're doing. They just colored it weird. One of them looks a little different. Or no, I guess they just painted over some part.
It looks a little different because some of the detail was lost in the painting.
Yeah, some of it says aura changer and has like the five colors of the Die Rangers on it, and then there's like a little part that comes out, and there's like. It looks like if you go to like a Chinese restaurant, like how they have the like not windows, but like the windows inside that are like just patterns.
Yeah.
They're wood patterns that are like between things. It's that because Die Ranger is based on like Chinese mythology and stuff.
And restaurants.
And I'm just saying that's the only place I've seen them in the wild. The Magna Defenders is just the aura changer and color bar is gone, and that pattern is replaced with circuit boards because this is America.
That's okay? Right. We have technology.
And we have
here.
Circuit boards here. Thank you very much.
That's an electronic device, and those circuits better be visible. This is the 90s.
This is 1999.
We're talking about.
Yeah, if I
it doesn't
can't
get
see the circus,
more 90s than this.
Inflatable furniture and see-through electronics and big pants. That was the 90s in a nutshell. Thank you very much, Corbin, for that. I think Alan might have mentioned that, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, but it slipped my mind. So thanks for the email.
Cool.
Yeah. I think that's it for talking stuff. Good job, Jake. It's 9 o'clock again, guys. We're back to recording kind of late, and so these are going to just be like a silly string of episodes until maybe forever. Who knows? I don't know your real name, so I'm just going to say your Twitter display name. Hangry Drag Queen says that the monsters on Onyx tend to be unused suits from past Sentai shows.
Oh, nice.
I assume some are just other prosthetic, because one guy just had like a weird nose, and I doubt they're like, excuse me, Toei, can you send over a weird nose?
We got just the nose.
I think they're like, oh, we just have like a weird nose in the back from Beetleborgs.
It's just some Sculpey that just like slap on his face.
Here you go. But like the actual monsters are unused on that. That's pretty neat. I was gonna say something else, and I totally forgot.
I like Onyx a lot. Just as a concept.
I also like that there's this like, this is just the bad guy town.
It's literally the Wild West.
Yeah. That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's just the Wild West over there. I think that's it for stuff. So I guess we're gonna jump right in.
Cool.
To the episode. We start off on a little girl crying. Like, straight up, like, just like, here's a little girl, she is crying, and she's making these, like, very, like, sad whinging noises.
Yeah.
She's like, and, like, it's very sad, and then we get a shot of a kitten in a tree and her cat.
The kitten also is crying.
Yes.
Which is just heartbreaking.
Kitten cries are very sad.
Which means they put a little kitty up in a tree and it didn't like it.
Well, no, they put a kitty up in a tree and they had kitty crying noises and they just overlaid them. I'm assuming. And Maya comes up and she's like, hey, what's wrong? And the little girl is like, he went up but he won't come down. And it's so well acted and sad for a little girl.
The way she delivers, he won't come back down, is just so gut-wrenching.
It's like she's talking about the cat dying and doesn't know how to explain it.
It's like they happened upon this girl in real life.
Yes.
And they were like, let's just use this.
Yeah, it's like, very great job. Hey.
Yeah.
Great job. So Maya's like, don't worry, I'll get your cat out of the tree. And you said, oh, she's gonna go get her friend and like morph. No, she just jungle powers up the tree.
Just straight jumps up the branches.
Yep, does that little like hop. This is not the first time that Maya will ascend or descend something in this, or it is the first time in this episode. Will not be the last.
No.
She gets the cat down and she talks to it because she can talk to animals, I guess. She's like, he says he'll never do it again. And she's like, yay, and then runs away. And as she's running away, Maya sees this woman dressed just exactly like her, but with like
dark brown
leather
clothes
instead of yellow tan. And she's like, it can't be. And then is this when the theme song hits? No, okay.
No, she goes over and talks to her first.
Yes. And she runs up, she's like, Chandra? And Chandra's like, Maya, you? And then it goes to the theme song.
I'm sorry. Chandra's like, what?
She's like, Maya, you?
Was she that quiet?
Her voice sounded like it fell away from her body as she was saying, Maya, it's you. But it just disappeared. I don't know what happened. But it's like they lost the sound file halfway through it or something. So then we go to the theme song. And when we come back, we get a flashback of them playing as kids, running through the jungle on Miranoi and like fishing, I think. I don't remember.
Were they blowing bubbles in a pond with like a long bamboo shoot?
Maybe.
You know, those Miranoi kids. They gotta do what they can to entertain themselves.
Look, they don't have TV or radio or AOL Instant Messenger.
And once you've jump climbed every tree,
what else can you do but blow bubbles in the pot?
That's it.
Look, to be fair, if you give me a big old glass of chocolate milk and a straw, I'm gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, to this day, at the age of 28. So I can't blame these kids.
You're so young. Sit up straight. Don't be like me.
So she's like, what happened? How did you get off Miranoi? It got turned into rocks and everyone died. And Chandra's like, oh, I was running away because it was very scary and I ran through a portal and I ended up here. And you see the portal like pop. We get a flashback. And you see like the portal pop up and it's just like a cityscape on the other side and she runs into it. And then I guess she just like hung out on Terra Venger and like got a job. And an apartment.
She shops at the same store that Maya does.
Yeah, I guess. The Terra Venture Primitives. But, like, you saw, presumably, giant robots.
Yes.
That you must have known about from your lore. I don't know if Maya did or not. But also, if you saw the Power Rangers even one time, you saw those Quasar Sabers. Like, you know they went to Miranoi. You should go check on them. See what's up, Chandra.
Something feels
off. It's a little fishy right away. Maya's like, I'm going to go introduce you to my best friend. My best friend here on Terra Venture. So she brings her to the science lab area. It's not like it's not command, but it's where the book is and all that science stuff. And Kendricks is there looking through the book. And as soon as we get there, like, they introduce each other, it's all whatever. But Chandra is eyeballing this book the whole time.
She is staring just, like, a hole through it.
Yeah. Not subtly.
No.
Like, not trying to hide it. Just straight up like, ooh, look at that book.
Very much like, my mission objective.
Yeah, I need to get my hands on this book. And Kendrick is like, oh, why don't you guys come over at 7 and I'll cook you dinner. And it'll be great. It'll be like your first dinner on Terra Venger. Except it's been months since
she didn't the just portal opened. Here.
Yeah. It's weird to... That they're like, oh, yeah, you just got here because the portal opened. Oh, wait, that portal was like 4 months ago, wasn't it?
You must have just got here because we haven't seen you yet.
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe. Maybe the portal took a long time. Maybe right, it's a time right. portal as well as a space portal.
It took the scenic route around to Terra Venture. It was following like just behind it.
Right.
Needed it to slow down a little bit to catch up.
I want to know what Chandra has been doing. Like, what you've been doing for work? Where did she... living? How's she eating? Is she doing okay? Does she have enough shoes?
Do you have an apartment or does she sleep outside?
I don't know. We'll never know. We got to Kendrick's apartment, Kendrick's and Maya's apartment, and Kai and Kendrick's come in, and they're, because Kai's a chef, so they're gonna cook, and Kai is already super horny about Chandra.
Yeah, because Kendrick's is like, yeah, her friend Chandra, and Kai's like, oh.
Chandra. Like, yes, she's very pretty, but she just said a woman's name. And that's it. And Kai's like, I should try to get up on that. It's like, hey, Kai.
Interest peaked.
Go take a shower. Like, drink some water, take a nap, cool down. Get out of here. So they start cooking, and we cut back to Chandra and Maya walking down the street, and they're like, remember that time with the Quasar Sabers? And then we get a flashback of them as little kids. Trying to pull the Quasar Sabers out while this old man's like, they were here for 3,000 years. And this is a weird, like, it's not weird to, like, be like, oh, remember that time we did this thing with, like, an old friend?
Right.
It's weird the way they presented it, like, as if Chandra is telling Maya new information.
Yeah. There is the line where little Maya is pulling her Quasar Saber. She goes, oh, I think it budged a little.
Ooh.
I like that touch.
Post-shadowing.
I was thinking, I was like, hers should at least move.
Right.
That's because nice. Obviously she's not ready.
No.
She's like 9.
Yeah, she's a kid. She's still blowing bubbles in her chocolate milk. So I also can't pull a Quasar Saber out because I'm just not ready yet. So then we cut back to the apartment and Leo and Damon come in and they're like, oh, when are they going to get here? And they're like, oh, it should be pretty soon. And then we cut back to... Maya and Chandra. We do a lot of like back and forth cutting this episode, and then a little bit the episode will slow right down.
Yeah, it all just feels like very awkward because there's like the apartment stuff, which feels like normal Power Rangers, and then there's the Maya stuff, which just feels, maybe it's because there's like no music. Something just feels off about the whole thing.
It's very strange, and the weirdest part is it just seems like it's not, like time isn't moving at all.
Yeah.
Like, they're wasting so much time in such a weird way that, like, This episode felt very quick, but also very long.
And this is all to set up, like, they set up this big dinner, and then they don't show up for it. And Kendrick gets upset about that because she spent all night working on it.
She's been slaving over a hot stove.
But like,
Kai got his chef hat out.
What they set up with this doesn't pay anything off because Kendrick's did not need to be upset
for the
last half of the episode still to work.
Yeah, and because it kind of goes away immediately.
Yeah, they try to like bring it back around, but it's still nothing.
Yeah, so they the last time that we cut over to Maya and Chandra before the dinner that doesn't happen happens. They're like, oh, man, it sucks that Miranoi's all rocks. I'm going to get back there someday and fix it. And they're like, yeah. And that's it. Like, they're just, like, now being a bummer about it. And then we go back, and Damon's like, all right, well, I mean, just because they didn't show up doesn't mean we have to starve to death, right? And Kendrick's is like, about to cry.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not very hungry anyway, and walks away and goes sit on the couch. And Kai is like, well, I have a very long shift tomorrow, so I should also get going.
Yeah.
And the other guys are like, I don't have an excuse, but I'm also going to go.
Yeah, bye. Leo's just like, bye, Kendricks.
She's like, yeah, bye.
Yeah, whatever, go away.
And then she, like, it just sits on the couch for a while. And like,
it sulks.
Yeah. And, like, later that night, Maya and Chandra come in, and Kendricks is, like, it looks like she was sleeping, but she, like, woke up when the door opened. And they're like, oh, what are you still doing up? She's like, oh, I just couldn't sleep. And they're like, okay, cool, we're going to bed now. And that's it. Like, there's nothing about the dinner and how, like, hey, maybe why ask Kendrick's why she looks like she was just crying for 4 hours or like, no, like, oh, sorry, we totally missed it. Nothing.
Nope.
And it doesn't come up again in the episode.
It sort of does. It sort of
the
does.
The idea of it does, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's
and
weird.
That idea could have just been thrown out anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they just go to bed and they argue about who gets the hammock and the floor and they both sleep on the floor.
Also, Maya has a
there
bed.
There is a bed underneath Kendrick's
bed.
There's
another bed. They're like, no, it's the floor or the hammock or nothing. So then she gets up. It's the middle of the night now.
She is Chandra.
She being Chandra, yes. Thank you. And she's being all shifty. And she gets up and she like looks at Kendrick's. And Kendrick's like rolls over because she's sleeping. And Chandra leaves. And Kendrick's like wakes up and sees that.
When Chandra gets to the door and it opens, Kendrick's like, opens her eyes, but takes 10 to 15 minutes to roll over and see what that sound was. Because, like, maybe she thinks it's, like, a boogeyman. She's like,
I don't know.
If I don't look at it, he can't get me.
Yeah, if I don't look at the Babadook, he can't Babadook me. I don't know how the...
That's not if you read the book, you got the Dook.
Oh, okay. It's a book Dook.
Yeah.
Woo! So, then we cut to Chandra, like, walking around Terra Venture, and she bumps into Villamax, and Trakeen is right behind her, and they're like, oh, Trakeen, Villamax, it's you guys. And Trakeen's like, go get the book, Rykon?
That's what I heard.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Also, this isn't Chandra, which brings up a question. How did she know all that stuff from before?
That's a good question.
It is.
We will never know.
No, we won't. So
unless she was like, we didn't really see a lot of it, but she was like letting Maya lead the conversation. But she wasn't. She definitely said, do you remember the Quasar Sabers?
Yeah. Like she was the one telling that story. And she's like, oh, she even like added at the end. She's like, oh, we had blisters on our hands. We tried for so long. How'd you know that? That makes no sense.
Well, obviously she ate the real Chandra and took her memories.
Gained her heart. She ate her heart and liver and brain and gained her memories and her powers.
Yeah.
Obviously. Except Chandra probably turned into a rock, so it's a very crunchy meal, to say the least. So then we cut to, Green's like, give me the book, and she's like, yeah, I got it. Then we cut to two guards inside Terra Venture, in the science division. One's named Bob, the other one I'm calling Steve, because he did not get a name.
He didn't get a name, it's not fair.
And they are playing checkers?
They're playing like hybrid checkers Yahtzee game.
It's space checkers.
Because they definitely rolled something out of a cup.
Okay.
And then he was like, got ya.
Chatsy.
Where? Here, diagonally.
Pretty sneaky, Steve. And Bob's like, whatever, I'm going to go do my rounds. I hate losing this game to you. So he gets up and he leaves. And we just like hold on Steve for like 28 minutes.
Well, yeah, he's got a set to the Chotsy board back
up. Yeah, he sets the Chotsy all back up. And he's like, we do follow Bob for one second. We don't see anything happen. Bob just like walks down a hallway and like then we come back.
As he gets to the end of the hallway, the elevator opens up and he turns around.
Okay, right, right.
That's all we see of Bob. Or Bab, as Steve will call him in a minute.
Oh, no, Bab.
Bab.
Oh, Bab.
Bab, are you... Like, he's out on his rounds, and Steve is yelling, like, trying to have Bab. A conversation with...
Bab, I want to play Chotsy!
I'm ready to whoop your ass again! Oh, he's Steve!
He's Steve! 316 says Steve just whipped your ass in Chotsy. Bab, how do you feel about that? Pretty bad, I would say. So then... Steve goes looking for him. He puts on his belt and gets his billy club out and a flashlight and he goes walking around and he like walks down this one hallway and Chandra is above a door on like a shelf that the door comes out so you can like hang out on it, I guess. And then he walks away and he sees Bob. Or no, is that the order? Does he see Bob first?
I think so.
He sees Bob, right, he sees Bob first, and Bob's like, oh, she went that way. And so then he goes that way, and then she's above the door. What I was hoping was that, because it's obviously a monster, when they're like, Rikon, go get it, she's like, okay, I'll do that. And it wasn't her voice at all. So I was hoping, it would, like, Bab would be there, and he'd be like, oh, she went that way, I didn't see what hit me, whatever, it was that. And he goes that way, and then Bab turns out is Rikon now.
Oh, that would be cool.
Another shape has chefed. I don't know. I don't know, Josh. Okay. All right. So that doesn't happen, though. She's just like hanging out on a protruding door frame, I guess.
Yeah.
So she jumps down. And then turns into this big Egyptian statue
thing. It's like a pyramid if a pyramid was a bipedal monster.
With scarab wings.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know if they were wings or if they were coming out its shoulders. I can't really remember.
It's hard to tell. Anyway, any mobility this thing had as Chandra is gone now.
Gone altogether.
It just clumsily stomps through the room toward the book.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to just knock a bunch of crap over.
Like she's like all stealthy and like lithe and lean, and then she's like, all right, better transform now so I can like chunk around this place. And as soon as she transforms, she's like, doop, 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 doop. And then she gets caught. Like, you got caught because he heard your giant footsteps in like another hallway. And so he's like, hey, freeze. And she blasts him with this like laser beam, this like circle laser thing. And he lands. And she's like, all right, dang, I'm not getting this book, even though I have subdued the only two guards.
Yeah, I have whatever. Plenty of time to just, like, the alarm's already going off, so just break the glass and take the book.
Just do it, whatever.
You're a giant pyramid monster. Nothing's going to stop you.
Yeah, short of the Power Rangers, and they're sad and sleepy. it clunks out the door, and Steve is like, ugh, and picks up his gun and shoots it in the foot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't notice it.
It does a little bit. It's like rounding the corner, so like just its foot is sticking out. It's a little funny because it gets shot and he goes, oh no, and just like walks away. And then we cut, I think, to Chandra limping back to the apartment.
Yeah, which is nice. It's like, okay, you set up a thing, but at the same time, why wouldn't Nick be like, oh, you shot my leg, I'm going to come step on your head real quick now. Like,
right.
It's just like, all right, I guess I'll just leave. I guess if the alarms are going off.
Yeah.
The cops are on their way. You don't want to be caught holding the bag. So then back at the apartment, she comes in and Kendricks wakes up or has been awake the whole time. It's sort of unclear whether or not she like waited. And then she like limps in and she like, I guess, goes back to where she was sleeping. And then we cut to the next day and Steve is like, this big thing came in and I like shot it in the leg.
Can we go back to the apartment real quick?
Yes.
Because I do need to point this out. She limps back in. Chandra limps back into the apartment. And Kendrick's back is still to the door. Chandra comes in and lays back down on the floor. And then Kendrick's kind of like rolls over and looks around like, what was that?
I thought it was she was facing the door when she came back in.
Oh, no, you're right. She was.
And then like she like goes and lays down. And then Kendrick opens her eyes and is like, the plot thicks.
Keep that in your pocket for like a couple minutes.
Yeah. It's soon. It's coming up. Commander comes in while Steve is telling the story. And to Steve's credit, he's not like, it was 9 feet tall and I shot it. And it was like, oh, I'm so Steve. You're so scary. And ran away. He's just like, this big monster and it knocked me down and I shot it in the foot and it left. Like, I like that Steve is just like, he's like, no, this is what happened.
Yeah, this is like the actual story.
Because, like, you don't need to embellish a monster came and beat me up story. Like, you can just, like, tell that story pretty much verbatim, and it's going to sound pretty good.
Knocked me down, but I was still good enough to shoot it in the ankle.
Yeah, I shot it right in that ankle. And Commander's like, what? Or something. I forget exactly what he says. Like,
and then what? And Kendrix just turns around and runs out.
And he's like, Kendrix? And she just is gone. She doesn't care. Then she goes and she confronts Maya about it, and she's like, Maya, I think.
Yeah, she gets back to the apartment. She's like, Maya, where's Chandra? She had stuff.
She got things. Even though we think she just got here, she's got, like, an appointment she has to get to.
Yeah, she got to get to the doctor and check for that plague.
That's true.
I hear it was going around.
Yeah. They have a fight about it because Kendrick's just like, she left at midnight and a monster attacked her at midnight and tried to steal the book. And it got shot in the leg and she was limping. And
see, I don't think this is take it out of your pocket now. Because if I don't think Kendrick saw, I guess she probably peeked.
Right.
I thought her back was to the door. So I didn't think she actually saw her limp. But if she was facing the door, she could have, like, opened an eye.
That, like, you open the eye next to the pillow. So it's like,
yeah,
it's a little hidden.
So I'll buy that.
Yeah.
You win this time, Kendrick, but I'm on.
I mean, it's on a technicality. And Maya's like, you just hate Chandra.
Yeah, that's the, oh, you're just jealous of our friendship. That's like the line trying to bring back the dinner, but it doesn't.
It never brings that up. The only thing that it kind of implies is like, you don't like Chandra because I'm hanging out with her, and that's also why I miss dinner.
But this is the first time she's been accused of that.
Yeah.
Kendrick's wasn't even, she didn't even mention it when you guys came home super late.
Yeah. No, she didn't.
Which, if Chandra left at midnight, they came home at like 9 o'clock.
Well, yes. Well, maybe they're...
Which is 2 hours late for the dinner.
That is true, because dinner was at 7.
But it's not as late as Leo made it sound.
maybe they got back at like 11.
Maybe.
And then at midnight, she's like, are we good? All right, I'm going. Also, maybe it's like Texas in the wintertime, and it's like 4 p.m., the sun goes down, and that's it. And it's just like, you don't know what time of day it is ever, because the sun's always down. Sun doesn't come up anymore until we move those clocks, whichever way is next. Spring forward?
Spring's forward.
So that's when the sun will start coming out again. So this is when I just started watching the episode, and I kind of didn't take great notes for a little bit. Because Chandra is all of a sudden at the science department.
Here's what happens. Maya is mad at Kendrick, says she's jealous and just doesn't like Chandra.
Yeah.
And so she leaves to see if Kendrick was right.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. They're still friends and she'll still trust her.
Right, right.
And she doesn't, I don't know, I think she didn't buy her own story about Kendrick being jealous. So she just wanted to, like, double check. Or maybe she was going to go ask, like, hey, why'd you leave at midnight, you know?
Well, she goes to the, like, research center, I guess.
How did she know?
I don't know. Well, she knows that's where the book is, so maybe she was just, like, going to try and
scope
hear what happened.
Yeah,
like, ask Steve herself or something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that makes sense.
And she gets there, and it's in the middle of, like, a code red alarm.
Yeah, and then, like, Chandra just walks out with a book like a tote.
With like a giant tote bag.
And it's book of the galaxy book. What's it called? Galaxy. I think it's because of galaxy book. Just like, it's that shape in a tote. And Maya's like, hey, what's going on? And Steve's like, it's a red alert. Someone stole the galaxy book.
Maya asks Chandra, what are you doing here? Chandra's like, I can't explain it right now. Just okay?
I don't know.
She gets in the elevator. And then Maya goes and does something. I think that's when Steve is like, someone stole the galaxy book. And then Maya goes to the elevator and like, here's Johnny's her head into it. It's like, what's in the bag, Chandra?
And Chandra's like, get away, and pushes
Chandra
her.
Looks at Maya and says, DTA, Maya, don't trust anybody. And shoves her out of the elevator.
She's like, no, I got DTA. And then we we cut to my favorite shot. I missed the first part of it, but I did catch the second part. Maya's like, well, she's taking the elevator. Obviously, the fastest way down is to rappel down the side of the building.
Yeah, because Chandra looks out the window and just there's Maya
yep.
bouncing down the wall
and,
on
I
a
mean,
rope.
It's Maya, but it's not, it's obviously not
Serena Vincent.
I don't even think it was a woman. I think they were just like, who on set can rappel? And one dude was like, I think I'm pretty good at it. And they're like, good.
Serena, we need the wig
we're
and your outfit.
The wig and the outfit. And he's like, oh, cool, I guess. So here she rappels down and like gets there just in time, like the same amount yeah. of time. So she's going as fast as an elevator. This is again those
That's,
jungle powers
that
coming
is
back.
Bananas.
Well, like the elevator, I don't time elevators, but it's like 10 seconds, right?
I mean, I don't think her going faster than the elevator is super bananas.
Just that she's like, I gotta rappel.
Just that the only way down is to rappel down the building. Which means she had to go all the way up to get out.
Well, maybe they were on the top floor. Maybe that's where the book was.
Oh, maybe. Where'd she get the rope? Is there just a rope on the
side
of the
building?
That's
what I'm saying. Did she just have rope in like a pocket that we don't see? Is there just ropes out every window?
It's just 40 stories high. She carries a rope on her.
Yeah, just in case. Look, she knows she can't jump down that far. Keep that in your pocket. That will come back at the end of the episode. So anyway, they fight and Maya is about to destroy her, and Chandra's like, no, oh god, no, please don't. And Maya's like, I can't punch Chandra's face. And Chandra's like, psych, and like knocks her down and then morphs.
Oh, this was a better DTA moment.
I think yours was better, actually.
Okay.
This is like a rattlesnake moment.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, oh, no. Like, it's the monster getting beat up and forgetting it looks like Chandra because you can see it remember.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's why she's not caving my face
right.
in.
So she transforms into Rykon, and then Maya morphs, calls it Go Galactic, not Power Up. So that's good. And then there is a pretty short but very dynamic fight where Maya is, like, kind of trucking Rykon. But in very, like, acrobatic and reflexive ways, more so than, like, lighten her up.
Yeah.
Like, she'll, like, kick her and spin around her back and, like, do that. And when she gets thrown, she, like, lands on the wall and kicks off of it and then, lands the punches from there. And it was really good. It was pretty short, but it was real good. And then it gets the better of her. There's also a lot of unnecessary voiceover because she got the book at some point and she's like, I gotta hide it. I have the book now. I need to hide it.
Right. And she runs over to a bush and
Rykon.
It's just like, probably. Rykon sees her put the book in a bush. Like, it's right there.
And she's like, where'd the book go? And she's like, I'll never tell you. And they don't come back to the book. We assume they got the book.
Or it's still in the bush.
Maybe she's left, they left
next
it
episode,
in the bush.
Next episode, the Rangers are gonna be hanging out and Maya is just gonna like perk up in the background and run off.
Right. Oh, I gotta go.
I gotta get the book.
I forgot about the book. Library's gonna be on my tail. So then the others show up, and they immediately lights up, and they do the power-up mode, and they kill her. Oh, sorry.
There is one thing that
You're
happens.
Right, I forgot.
Because they do power-up mode, and they call the Lights of Orion, and they call it power-up mode.
Yeah.
And then they start to charge Rykon, who's like, the more the merrier. And then it just cuts to suddenly the Magna Defender.
Like, Mike's just there going like, ah!
It's because the power-up mode move, the move version of power-up mode, has a Magna Defender slash before the fireball. Like, it's just part of the footage, I guess. So they're like, just throw him in.
He's got to be there. Mike's not in the episode. No. Magna Defender doesn't have any lines beyond like, ah. But he might as well be like, and Mike! So they kill her. But as she like is like, ugh, and dying, she drops her staff. And it like lands on the ground and breaks. This doesn't matter.
And
we've
then,
never seen this staff do anything before.
No, but then immediately she grows. So did the staff breaking grow her?
That's what's keeping her tiny?
She had Groshen in there. She cracked it open and drank it.
I guess. Crack open a cold one for the working man.
She smashed it together, and then
and
it was
drank
all
the Groshen. She just poured it up her nose, and then they go, or rather, Maya goes, Megazord power, lights up mode, or whatever. And yeah, there's no sequence. They are just no, like, boom, now we're in the Megazord with the armor on. And they fight. They get knocked down. But that's right. The Galactic Buddies, the Lost Ones, are back. They call Stratosphere specifically. Stratosphere. Stratosphere is what my note says, but that's probably just an autocorrect thing.
I can't remember the red one. Because we thought the red one was Stroganoff.
Yes, but that is the blue one. So the other one was Buffalo Wild Wings. That can't be it.
Buffalo Wild Wings, I read today, though.
Arby tried to buy them.
Was just purchased by Arby's for $2.9 billion. Which raises the question, Arby's has that much money?
Two things. Why is Buffalo Wild Wings selling that? And two, where did Arby's get this money? You know what it's from? It's from all their Twitter posts with like anime made out of ketchup.
Here's Link made out of a fry case.
Yeah, and they're like, we gotta throw our money at this so they can buy Buffalo Wild Wings. I can't wait for the inevitable merger. And we get Buffalo Wild Arby's, and it's just, it's a buffalo wing with like a cold deli cut around it.
It's cold, but still soggy somehow.
Yeah, Arby's is the worst. everyone who likes Arby's is going to come out of the woodwork right now and jump on my ass about it. And they're going to be like, Arby's is actually pretty good now. No, you like their fries and that's fine. The rest of their food is garbage dookie, okay? Don't at me about Arby's of all things. I blocked Arby's on my account and on the Morphin Grid. Because it came up and I was like, I thought I killed you. Arby's? I don't care that you like Firefly. Everyone likes Firefly. I don't care that you're like, this burger can't stop this signal burger. No, I'm not falling for it. I'm not an idiot. Fucking Arby's.
What happened to us?
I don't know. So, Stratosphere's there. What was the other one's name?
Should I just look it up?
Just look up what our episode, what the part one of the Lost Galactic Buddies, because I named it that. I want to know what we called it.
It's just Boomer Kowanger.
Boomer Kowanger.
Boomer Kowanger and Beef Stroganoff.
We called Stratosphere Boomer Kowanger, and we called the other one, whose real name I don't remember,
Beef Stroganoff.
Beef Stroganoff. So then...
We called the red one Stroganoff because we thought that was Stratosphere.
Yeah. And then we called the other one
the blue
Boomer
one
Kowanger.
Is Boomer Kowanger because it's like a Beatle band.
What is the name?
I'm not looking
We'll
that
never
up.
Know.
No, there's no way to
It's lost
find
of time.
Out.
Sorry, guys.
Isn't it just like Phoenix? There's Stratosphere, no. Phoenix, and Zenith? Like,
yeah, maybe. I don't know. But then they call Stratosphere and the blue one fights again.
Stratosphere is the blue one.
Is the blue one.
Now, I don't think it was in that first episode.
I don't
episode.
Think so. And then you read the wiki and it said something. Who knows? They call the blue one and the blue one shows up. Blue flavor shows up and cherry flavor is there, but it doesn't do much.
We only see it from a first person view for 1 second. And I guess it just punches Raikon in the face
I
real
guess.
Quick. Because Stratosphere is running circles around it, literally running around it in circles and pausing to kick it in the shins once in a while.
It's so weird. And then they kill it and it dies. And that's it. They just do the sword attack while it's all like rope-a-doped.
Well, at least they call it a sword attack, which I don't know if I love that.
I think that's just the only footage they have. They don't want to use the same footage of like Maya being like, all right, come on. Like, you know.
Right.
So they're using the one of him like doing sword motions, I guess. So then we cut to later, maybe the next day, who knows. Kendrick's walking through the park, and we cut up to Maya, who's in a tree, like 40 feet up a tree, just like thinking about the same flashback of her blowing bubbles in the lake and running around in a jungle.
This tree is different because there's no branches until it's at the top.
Yeah.
And so she just jumped all the way up there. Or she climbed it like a palm tree.
Yeah, hang on, spider monkey. And she ran up.
No.
She ran up the tree. No. That's in the movie. That's the line from the movie that he says to her.
Which movie? You know the one.
You know which movie.
Everyone listening knows which
you
movie.
You know which movie. And then they apologize to each other. But again, Kendra's on the ground. Maya, 40 feet in trees. They're like, hey, I'm sorry. She's like, don't worry. And they're like, you know, someday we'll get back to Miranoi and you'll meet the real Chandra. And I'll get to meet the real Chandra. And she's like, and you'll get to meet you. She'll get to meet you. And then she jumps out of the tree and lands 40 feet.
She's had enough yelling and just whoop.
But, like, she could have also jumped out of the building. She didn't have to rappel.
When she jumped, you cringed.
Because
she leapt off the branch and you were like, oh, no.
I just... It wasn't for... Okay, here's the thing. I remember cringing. It was not for that reason. And I couldn't remember... I cannot remember right now why I did that. But
that's because it's a long fall.
I don't think it was the fall. I think I just thought of something else related to this scene, and I cannot remember it now. But maybe also I was like, oh, don't, please.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Think about your knees, Maya.
Like, think about your knees. That's a long way down. If you don't tuck and roll, like, she just lands because she's a Power Ranger, so she's fine. But, like, if you don't tuck and roll just right, you're just going to smash your face into your knees. Best case scenario, and you'll just be unconscious and you'll look like an idiot. But also, like, in my wizened years, now that I'm an old 28-year-old man, when I see wrestlers go up to do a superplex, I literally say out loud every time, please be careful. Like, at a wrestling show, I'll tell Terrell Tempo to please be careful when he's up on that top rope trying to suplex Steve-O.
It's scary up there, man.
It's rickety. And I want you guys to be okay. anyway, so she jumped out of the tree. I wish she would have rappelled, or I wish she would have jumped out of the building earlier, but, you know, I guess you don't need both.
I wish she would have superhero landed it.
Oh, yeah.
Instead, she just sticks it on her feet.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's not nearly as cool. I guess superhero landing probably wasn't such a thing.
I'm sure it happened in... like one of the early Supermans from the 80s.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
That is like a whole Superman thing, right?
Yeah, that's the Superman.
Yeah, he just lands that way.
They walk away. They do a weird like toy soldier march away. Like they like put their arms around each other and they're like, hop, hop, hop. And then that's the end of the episode.
It ends, Maya's arm is like 4 miles up in the air. It's just such an awkward freeze frame.
Yeah, I mean, they all are. There's no good freeze frames.
I don't know, Mike's, yeah!
He's pretty good. What a goober.
Also me! Got my job back. All right!
All right! Hey, everybody, Mike's here! So, Josh, I started. You started, so I get to pick the best. I don't know. I do know. The little girl's acting in the very beginning.
That was very good.
That I think you're was the right. best. Because I was like, oh, are you okay? I will help you get that cat too if you need it. Like, would you like a juice box? I'm so sorry. What's your best?
I think the best is that even though Paul White burst out of the bottom of the ring and was beating Stone Cold up, he was too strong and he threw him through the cage. And so Stone Cold touched the floor and won the match. That's the best.
That was the best.
For this episode of Power Rangers, though, probably little girl.
I'm going to say the worst is when Stone Cold turned heel at the end of WrestleMania 17. It just didn't seem necessary.
No. Alliance or corporate?
That was corporate.
Okay.
Alliance happened very shortly after that.
Yeah.
I should have said the best is the beer truck. I messed up.
The beer truck is the actual best.
It's the best. It's the beer truck. Because without the beer truck, we wouldn't have the milk truck.
You can't get the milk truck, and that's the greatest moment in wrestling history.
Pretty much the best thing ever. But for the Power Rangers, I think the worst thing is just like, we didn't really talk about it during the episode, but when Chandra is like walking around and sneaking, it's in real time.
Yeah.
Like we spend an actual hour of her walking around and it's pretty bad. The pacing, I guess, is my big problem.
The pacing for the episode is my worst for sure.
Also, we never find out how
she knew all
she
that.
She knew all that stuff. Like nothing comes up again. Also, the book's just in a bush. A lot of loose ends.
Yeah, and Maya's not worried that fake Chandra knew all that stuff. There's no like, man, I hope Chandra didn't get eaten by a monster.
Yeah, nothing. It's just like a lot of loose ends.
And she's like complacent that Chandra is still a rock on Mirinoi.
Yeah, well, at least she's not a monster, I guess.
Just very odd.
And then the MVP, I'm going to say, is Maya.
I guess it's Maya because she fights a monster.
She does fight a monster. She repels out of a building and saves a cat from a tree. So she.
That's true. She did save a kitty. Yeah. So that's the MVP right there.
Right there. How are you going to walk past that? Can't be done. So that's going to do it for us for today. Ooh, that's a train. What's up, train? I'll let you go. You got 4 or 5 more in you. Still a train.
Remember? I am moving, but somehow not getting farther away.
Oh, shit, I parked. I didn't know you could do that on a train.
That was just,
this is a screaming honk of like, I parked, I don't know what to do. Someone come help. Someone call my dad.
It's a diesel engine.
I'm falling asleep. So, train, my dude.
This is a Stone Cold episode. Albert, take a seat.
Yeah, guy. So that's going to do it for us for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for taking a swig of beer for the working man. He says that on his podcast a lot.
Does he?
From what I understand. I don't listen to his podcast.
I don't either.
Thank you for DTAing us.
I hope he trusts us.
I hope so, too.
You shouldn't, but I hope you do.
You shouldn't trust anybody.
You shouldn't trust anyone.
No. And then, I guess, just a bionic redneck, just to get all of them in. All things are on his vest.
Did we get Rattlesnake? We did earlier. We said Rattlesnake.
Yeah, and that's it. What? We didn't get any what chances.
Oh, not what?
That's okay, because the what chance are poison, so that's fine. We will see you on Monday for... Oh, it's something bad. It was like Green Rescue.
It was like Green Courage or something.
I think that might be
something like that.
Green Courage, yep. What a title.
And the thumbnail was Leo and Damon in a cockpit bathed in green light.
Yep.
So Tommy's coming back. Get ready.
He's back, baby. So we will see you on Monday. But until then,
Power Rangers 316 says, I just whooped your ass.
My most recent websites on my Chrome thing, regular ass Wikipedia is 2 of them.